Country Club FM.
Back from the 4th of July holiday weekend, back into kind of some sense of normalcy here, back into the regular routine. It's the Bob Almanac today. No Neil, but I guess we can probably fire up the good old virtual Neil, I would assume, right?
Let's do it.
Yeah, so it's Monday, July 8th, 189th day of the year, 176 days until the end of the year. And again, listen to everything, because anything and everything could be the subject of an almanac quiz question at the end of the almanac and win tickets to the Twin Cities Jam coming up. It's the Summer Jam at Canterbury Park. I've got Thursday tickets to give away. 1881 this day, drugstore owner Edward Berner, just a druggist. He went and poured chocolate syrup on ice cream in a dish. First time it had ever been done, according to record. And he created the first ever ice cream sundae on this date, 1881. It is documented in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Up to that time, chocolate syrup had only been used for making ice cream sodas. So he went from the soda to a sundae, bam, 1881. The rest is history. And then, of course, DQ kicked it up a notch when they made the Buster Parfait, as you know. They really kicked it up a notch later in the next century. 1889, John L. Sullivan defeated Jake Kilrain in the last championship bare knuckle fight. They went 75 rounds bare knuckles. Now that is tough. That's some bravery. That's some whatever you want to describe it as. Some might call it stupid, but they did it. It's the sweet science. And then somebody decided, you know what, maybe look at those guys' hands. Maybe it'd be better if we put gloves on their hands. What do you think? It would also soften the blows, I guess, on the other end. 1889. Now, 1913, Alfred Carlton Gilbert patented these toys on this date.
The all-new Gilbert Erector Sets in these all-new 1963 packages, worthy of the precious tools they hold.
Erector Set. The A.C. Gilbert Company, Alfred Carlton Gilbert, patented the Erector Set. Comes one of the most popular toys of all time. You had to have Lincoln Logs, you had to have the Erector Set, and you had to have Tinker Toys. Those were the three ones you needed to do as far as building toys that could build something and use your imagination. And they all did different things. Lincoln Logs is like from the 1800s. You're making log cabins. And then the Erector Set, you're building things that are like from the industrial age. You could build a drawbridge, a little motor on it that could go up and down. And Tinker Toys, a little more out there, a little more avant-garde with the Tinker Toys. But those are fine, fine toys, and I'm glad that I was able to enjoy those. I don't know if they have those as much. Are they as popular? Or because of video games and doing things online and on your tablets, those kind of toys are not as popular as they once were. But that was 1913, Erector Set, more than 100 years ago, patented. 1986, you know, we have people who are asked to do a ceremonial first pitch at baseball games. You've all seen the videos of these people throwing them at the cameraman or throwing it straight into the ground, not even close to the home plate or catcher. We have people that can't do that, but at the same time, this day, 1986, we had somebody throw an object the length of four football fields over 1,200 feet. That's the record. Farthest thrown object by a human. An Arrowbee flying ring. An Arrowbee flying ring. This date, 1986. I thought it would be one of those Nerf footballs that kind of were aerodynamic. They were kind of twisty, looked like a gyroscope. But no, it's the Arrowbee. Went 1,257 feet this date, 1986. How about 1987? If on this date, before this date, 1987, if you didn't know the name Oliver North, after this date, 1987, you certainly did.
As you all know by now, my name is Oliver North,
Lieutenant
Colonel, United States Marine Corps. My best friend is my wife, Betsy, to whom I have been married for 19 years and with whom I have had four wonderful children.
So, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North made daytime television Iran-Contra hearings televised around the country this day to 1987, 92.
TV theme time.
Yes, it is, Virtual Neil. Thank you for contributing. This show debuted. It was Melrose Place. I'll be honest, didn't watch a single episode. But because it was such a pop culture thing, same thing with Beverly Hills 90210, never watched it, but obviously I'm familiar with it and I know of it. I'm more familiar with the parodies that were done on these shows than the actual shows themselves. That was this date, 1992. On the grass courts at Wimbledon on this date in 2000.
Yeah, it's really great because I've been working so hard all my life to be here. And, you know, it's strange because, like, I go to bed at night and I'll dream that I've won a Grand Slam. And when I wake up, it's a nightmare.
That's Venus Williams becoming the first black woman to win Wimbledon since Althea Gibson in 1958. Venus Williams, her older or her younger sister, she's older, Venus, and Serena, of course. Serena is the younger sister. Serena would go on and have a more illustrious career and win more Grand Slam and Wimbledon titles. But Venus was the first this date in 2000. And 2010, just to prove once again, this is LeBron's world and we're just living in it.
And this fall, man, this is very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat.
How embarrassing was that? The one-hour TV special just to tell people who he was going to sign with. Like LeBron thought that this was earth-shattering news. We needed to put a whole hour to it. They only dedicated an hour to the Iran hostage crisis in 1979 on ABC, and LeBron gets a whole hour as well to tell people that he's taking his talents to South Beach. And then a little bit later, LeBron actually came out and said and realized, he goes, he admitted, yeah, that was unnecessary. 2010. That's 9 years ago already. Bob FM birthdays.
Oh, go away, little girl.
Sing along if you know it.
Go away, little girl. It's hurting me more.
It's Steve Lawrence. Happy birthday.
That you delay.
He and Edie, what a great team.
When you
Edie's no longer with us, but Steve Lawrence is. He's 84 today. Happy birthday going out to, I love that, go away, little girl. 84 for him here today.
There was money in that banana stand.
Well, it's all gone now, Dad.
There's $250,000 lining the walls of the banana stand.
Why didn't you tell me that?
How much clearer can I say? There's always money in the banana stand!
There was always money in the banana stand. That's from Arrested Development. Good show. Jeffrey Tambor, who's been on that show, most recently in Transparent. There's a show now that he's a cross-dresser. The Larry Sanders Show, The Hangover, he was in that. I remember him best as the Ropers. When the Ropers had their own show, he was their neighbor, Jeffrey Tambor, 75. She was the one looking for a man with true grit.
You killed my father when he was trying to help you. You're just a piece of trash. You also killed a senator in Texas when he was sitting on a porch swing.
Everything happens to me, and now I'm shot by a child.
I'll shoot you again if you don't get up.
Yeah, she will. That is Kim Darby. Also, did the director of True Grit tell her, Kim, when you're doing and playing Maddie, could you kind of do a Jimmy Stewart kind of thing? Didn't she kind of sound like Jimmy Stewart when he would yell? Like, especially during It's a Wonderful Life, she sounded very much Jimmy Stewart-like. Kim Darby from True Grit. She is 72. He is one of the most famous celebrity chefs. He's Wolfgang Puck. He is famous for doing amazing things with pudding, right? Wolfgang Puck is 70 today.
Oh, I'll be fine. I'm just like any modern woman, trying to have it all. Loving husband, a family. It's just I wish I had more time to seek out the dark forces and join their hellish crusade. That's all.
Angelica Houston, the movie version of the Addams Family. She was Morticia. She is 68. Happy birthday going out to her.
I thought this was a party! Let's dance!
Well, he's getting footloose. Whether he got fancy free or not, we're not sure. That was after the movie. Kevin Bacon, 61. Footloose. Been in a number of other movies as well. He is 61, and one of our guys, you hear him a lot here on Bob FM. He's one of our core artists. He's Toby Keith. He's 58.
What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one.
That's Joan Osborne singing her big, big hit from the first half of the 90s. 57 today, and he's becoming a pretty good actor in his own right. He is the daughter of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, Jaden Smith. Happy birthday, 21. All right, Neil, you ready? We're going to do the Gones But Not Forgottens. Are you ready to do it? Can you help out at all?
I'm ready, Jim.
Today, manufacturer, aircraft, German, Ferdinand von Zeppelin. Now, my thing with him is that good thing is his name wasn't Ferdinand von Stupenheim, because then it would have been Led von Stupenheim. It would have been Led Stupenheim, right? It wouldn't have been Led Zeppelin. So they named the dirigible Zeppelin. We got our Led Zeppelin. Bam. Ferdinand von Zeppelin, born this date, 1838, gone but not forgotten. John D. Rockefeller. In fact, John D. Rockefeller and his grandson, former Vice President Nelson Rockefeller, share the same birthday. Can you believe that? John D. Rockefeller, 1839. Nelson Rockefeller, 1908. Actor Craig Stevens. He was Peter Gunn. A lot of people associate this with the Blues Brothers, which is fine, but it was originally the theme to Peter Gunn. Craig Stevens, 1918. He gave us all the great television sports features and innovations like instant replay, slow motion, split screen, ABC Monday Night Football. He was a part of that. ABC executive Rune Arledge, 1931.
Come to me, my melancholy baby.
He was always overshadowed by Tony Bennett, Mel Torme. But Jerry Vale was pretty good in his own right. 1932, and this date, 1933.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
You were sent by Herr Falkstein, weren't you?
Yes.
Marty Feldman. There he is in Young Frankenstein as Igor. No, Igor. He was born on the state, 1933. And Neil, what?
They're all gone. But not forgotten.
But not forgotten. Thank you. And here is our question here today. This is for the Summer Jam tickets. Summer Jam, Twin City Summer Jam, Canterbury Park. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday thing. We've got the Thursday night tickets. If you want to win Saturday tickets, you can listen to Jeff after 10 this morning. Or if you'd like to win Friday tickets, head on over to the Bob Country Facebook page, okay? But these are the Thursday tickets. And the question is today for these tickets. Wolfgang Puck is 70 today. I said he specializes in dishes using what? What does Wolfgang Puck, whether he does or doesn't, I don't know. I made it up, really, to be honest. Let's be honest with it right now. So don't go looking up what Wolfgang Puck is famous for. I think he uses shrimp a lot. But I said he uses and specializes in using something else. What was it? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Almanac quiz, Thursday night tickets, Twin City Summer Jam. 763-450-0100. Good luck to you. I'll be back in for the All Request Lunch Hour. I'll take you through this unbelievably long stretch of uninterrupted music. I like to call it a Bob-a-thon coming up here, and then noon to one, the All Request Lunch Hour. Oh, and here's a Toby Keith song to kick us off, too. It's his birthday. He's 58.
All you need for summer. KBD.